sorry, just trying to. Okay.
Okay, Sheikh, Rabbi Blesher, Lebowski.
I guess I've been here a few times. Either you like what I have to say or you can't find anyone else to speak. So, Mamanov Sheikh, I'm happy to do it. So, I thought I'd start like this. There's maybe talk about two things if time permits. When it comes to Avdus, there is, Shkoyach, thank you, it's fine. A lot of relevant things to Halacha Lamaisi, you'd be surprised. I'm not talking about selling yourself as a slave, but I thought I'd start like this. First, to understand Avdus, and then we'll understand Chayrus. Just by the way, Derech Machshova. So it says in the Haggadah, Avodah Minil Parv B'Mitzrayim, V'Yloitzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misham, Harayonu, V'Neinu V'Neinu, V'Shubadim Hayinu L'Farib B'Mitzrayim. So the first question is, why does the Baal Haggadah change at the end to Mishubadim? It should say again, Avayidim Hayinu, you know, Mishubah does mean literally enslaved, but also means subordinated. So interesting that he changes the Lashon. Second question is, so what does that literally mean that after 3,000 years we would still be slaves to Parv? So I heard Rav Schwab Zatzal once say that if we lay the fact that we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, the whole musig, the whole idea of ever freeing slaves would have never come into the Bria. That's what Rav Schwab says. I thought maybe we could answer a little bit differently, like this. So we all know that the first mitzvah that was commanded to Klai Yisrael as a nation was Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh is Elohim. Rather odd mitzvah to choose as the first tzibui to Klai Yisrael. Why did the Bnei Shalom pick this particular mitzvah? There's quite a few answers that I've thought about over the years. Others, I think, have this. I think it's a question that others have asked. So I thought maybe it's like this. It's a very interesting thing. The godless of Kiddush HaChodesh is unlike Shabbos. Shabbos happens memela. Shabbos happens automatically. It's an event, right? And Shabbos is chal whether we like it or not. Although it's interesting when you come to the dateline, Shilas. So there are some say that you follow the countries as they go. So like Alaska at some point changed the day of Shabbos. But by and large, that's not enough, that's Suga Halton. But by and large, Shabbos happens. It's an objective thing. It's not a subjective thing. We know that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we have the ability, Bezin has the ability, within a certain latitude to declare Rosh Chodesh, even though there was a late Salavana, still Bezin has the right to delay it, which is an unbelievable thing, because it comes out that it's one thing when you have a Shabbos with the Bayer Olam says, you come to me. But when we get to be Memana, when we get to choose a day, we can tell him to come to us, Mayid, right? That's an unbelievable thing. Matter of fact, Rosh Hirsch says that the only vestige left of this godless is Yontov Sheni Shalgolius. So we should take comfort in that, right? That we still get that Hargosha. So I was thinking that, so the godless of Kiddush HaChodesh, that Rebbeinu Shlomo is telling us, of course we're Avodim, but he's telling us that he wants to have a reciprocal relationship. It's not just stam and encumbrance. And therefore, that's the greatness of Rosh Chodesh. And that Klal Yisrael, the first mitzvah in the Torah, they understood that the first thing the Rebbeinu Shalom is telling us is, I want a relationship with you. It's a reciprocal relationship. That was the basis for Kol HaTorah Kula, right? That the Eibishter wants to interact with us. So Imken HaDover, so it could be, By the way, how we understood Nasa V'Nishma. Some people relate it back to that Kedah, but it could very well be that Klal Yisrael really saw at that juncture what's going on, and they understood that when the Rebbeinu Shlomo is coming to Torah, that Mirtzei Hashem Yeshua is coming up, that it's the same idea. They said Nasa V'Nishma. And I think it had to be like this, because Lemaisa, if you look in history, people that were slaves and were freed, they don't lose the stigma of being slaves. Right? V'Horaya, Ayin. In our country, Emancipation Proclamation happened, 150, 160 years ago, and yet those people that were freed still are walking around with the stigma of slavery. There's a certain inferiority complex that they have as a result of that. I think even Russia's Slavic people derives from the names from the word slaves. They also in Europe they also have the same attitude. I think the fact that the Bnei Shalom had to not only free us, but he himself had to do it and establish not only free us, but elevate us to a special relationship. And had we just been freed without the Bnei Shalom intervening and elevating us to a special relationship, so we would have been Meshubadim psychologically, we would have still been Meshubad Tapari, we would have still had that type of stigma. Maybe that we could say is another Mahalach. But there is a Sforno. Sforno says something else as far as Hachoyt Shazah Lachem. So he says like this.
Doesn't Hashem want us to remember
our slavery to be Avadim? He wants us to remember that and that he freed us, right? We're not saying we're not Avadim, but there's...
No, to be nice to Gerim, Gerim Ha'isa.
Okay, so?
So Hashem wants us, that's why we went there, we should have that slave mentality and be able to empathize.
You're focusing on a different vart. Why was the whole Sheba necessary? That's a whole long shmuz and many different Malcolm in that. But I'm just saying, all I'm saying is that I think the way that the transformation had to be this way. If we were just freed, right? Like in this country, they were free. They didn't even have a yad in their own freedom. By and large, it was done by the people of our background, right? So you see that it doesn't. It has to be not just freed. You have to be elevated. Bechura. So the Sforno says like this. He says, so why does it say that? So he says... Okay, why can't I find it? Aha. Mikan ve'elech yu ha'chadoshim shalachem. From now on, the months will be to you, la'asis behem kirtzoichem, to do whatever you want. Av yimei ha'shibud lehoya yameichem shalachem. Your days weren't yours. Avol hoyu la'avoidas achem uritzoinem. You were meshubit time-wise to other people. Meaning, the hagdara. Sforno is telling us the definition of a slave, and not a slave is control over time. Okay, control over time, and that mistam is what he's alluding to is why is it that this was the first mitzvah in the Torah? Presumably, right? This at least we can understand it that way. That the Rebbeinu Shalom is telling Klal Yisrael, this is the big hagdara. This comes out halacha lemaisa, which we're going to get into now. Bezus Hashem. As far as definition of a poel versus a kablam. So a poel. And a kabbalah, there's very big ramifications halacha lemaisa, which I think you're learning. Oh, you're doing shilamid beis. I'll come up in shilamid gimel. Is that a poel is allowed to be choizer be'emsa hayon? If somebody is a poel, he is allowed to withdraw in the middle of the day, and he gets paid what he did. And even if there was a loss to the baal habayis, doesn't matter. Okay, not even tarumas. It's something he's allowed to do. There's an exception to that, which we'll discuss in a little bit in Yitzhak Shem, but by and large, that is his right. Why is that? Because the Torah tells us in Bahar, in this week's Parsha, and that's why we're speaking about it, that it says, Kili b'nei sol avodim, that klai sol are my avodim, v'loi avodim l'avodim, you're not allowed to be avodim to other avodim, meaning shtari kaidim. Rashi says, my shtar, my bailim, on klai sol precedes anybody else. Even though that's talking about an Eved Ivri, we'll see, but Chazal, equate, they extrapolate this to a poel as well. Okay? So the definition of a poel, according to most poskim, is somebody that's paid for his time. Meaning it's an hourly or a weekly, but it's a time-based salary as opposed to a koblen. For example, a koblen, you tell a guy, make some shoes for me, make 10 pair of shoes. So that koblen has within the time frame, he can choose when to make the shoes. So he has bailim on his time. Since he has bailim on his time, he's not called a poel. And so if a poel wouldn't be able to be choizer, if he wouldn't be able to be choizer, then he would be like an eved, because he doesn't have control over his time. Therefore, he has to be able to be choizer. That's the simplistic explanation of the Gemara and Daf Yud Amad Aleph and Bava Metzia and Shnayim Oichs. So, let's start off like this. Okay, just in Hilchas Eved Ivri, it's brought down in this parsha, there's two inyanim. One is, if somebody has to sell himself to another yid, he has to treat his Eved Ivri in a certain fashion, not like an Eved, literally, because it says Avodim, right? Again. But later, the Pasuk speaks about where a person has to sell himself to a Goy, so there's a mitzvah upon all of Klai Yisrael to free him, right? And there's an Issa for a person to sell himself as a slave, even as an Eved Ivri, because Avodai Haim, right? They're my slaves. But there are certain circumstances where a person is allowed to do that. If chas v'shalom, there's a situation where the mamish are destitute, right? It doesn't mean they don't have enough money to buy a Lexus, but it means that they literally can't put food on the table, then a person is allowed to sell themselves. Okay? So that's what comes out from this. Now, very interesting, there's a lot of ramifications. This idea of being an eved is so, of not being an eved, excuse me, is so plugged into our mahus, right? That you see, yidden have a very hard time serving other people, particularly other yidden. It's a hard thing. If you don't believe me, anyone that's been on a elal will know, right? The service is not so good. But lemais, it's really true. And you see, halacha lemais is unbelievable. It's an unbelievable thing. First of all, this may be a chiddush to some of you, but if you borrow money, you have to pay it back. Okay? And bezin can do all kinds of things to make it happen. There's one exception to the rule, right, that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that the bezin can't force somebody to work for somebody else. Right? And Smal over there says, because avodayhem. So even if you owe somebody money, so that you can't force that person to work for somebody else. That's one. Another very interesting halakha, which I didn't know until a few months ago. The Gemara in Ksuvis, and there's a Bali Toisus over there. The Gemara in Ksuvis, so the Rebbeinu Eliyahu, Toisus brings down, is Medayik from there, that a person is Mechuyiv to get a job for somebody else in order to be Mefarnes his wife. Okay? However, Rabbeinu Tam holds, no. When it says Eflach in the Ksuvis, it means if I have land, I got to work the land, v'chulei v'chulei. But if I don't have anything, I'm not mechuyev to go and work for somebody else. In Eben Ezra, Siman Ayin, the Ramah brings down Rabbeinu Tam. I'm sorry, the Rabbeinu Eliyahu halacha, but the Goyin says das roiv poiskim like Rabbeinu Tam. So you see, minhag Yisrael Torah, right? In the Litvish world, it's not in a vacuum, right? You can't, person cannot be forced to take a job for somebody else in order to support his wife. Okay, very interesting. I got into trouble. I mentioned this to somebody, not somebody from Unzer, and they got upset with me. I said, what do you want? It's in the Rishonim.
Even to be a Kablin?
Kablin, no, maybe Kablin's, maybe it's not. I mean, Kablin, if you're working, probably not. Probably Kablin would be okay. If you have control over your time, it would be okay. Mistoma, I have to think about it. It's a good question. Mistoma, based on Hagdoras that we said. So now, let's go back to what I said earlier, and then so we spoke about a pelk and b'chayze be'em sayoyim.
Why isn't avadahem just in b'chla? Why isn't avadahem l'avadim l'avadim astir to the whole avadivri then?
You mean, why can avadivri do it? You're saying called avadivri?
Well, a pelk and b'chayze be'em sayoyim because of that. So then how do you sell yourself as an avadivri?
Why is it mutter? It's an isser, but it's chal. I was wondering today, I don't understand why. Called om rachman le savi, the other le ma'ani. The Torah allows it to be chal.
It's a bit less, it's not allowed.
Oh, very good. Oh, that's probably the Teretz. No, he's right. I think I saw someone say Teretz. That's right. That's good. Okay, it's Poshet. It's Poshet. So let's get to it. So first, let's understand what is the dimyon of a poil to Neve. How exactly is it working? Okay, so let's start with that. So the Maram writes a tshuva. It's a very interesting story, just a historical note. The Maram at the end of his life for the last 7-8 years. Was imprisoned by the emperor or the local baron. The idea was he wanted to chop money from the kehila. You know, Maram was the gadol hador. So he refused. He didn't allow the kehila to pay for his ransom because he felt that this would cause a more impetus for people to do it again. Of course, I always find that today would be farkert. The balabatim would pay to keep the rav in jail. But what's very interesting, so the rush was his Talmud Muvuk. He told the Rosh, depends on the Rav, not here. He told the Rosh, you have to leave, because he was afraid the same thing would happen to the Rosh. The Rosh left and went to Spain. So, you know, the Rosh and the Tur, they're not Svartim, right? They're the Yekis, right? They left, it's just interesting historical note. Anyhow, the Maram wrote, he wrote this tshuva while he was in prison, that the way it works is like this. The reason a poel can be chayzer is like this. Just like an Eved Ivri can be Yoytze Begira in Kesef, which might answer your question also. He can pay to get out. So it is a way, there is a way to get out of it, right? Begira in Kesef. So if an Eved Ivri that was over an Isser, he was over something, and he can go Begira in Kesef, so who had in a poil, it's a Kabul Chaymer that a poil can also go out with Gira in Kesef. That's what the Maram says. So it sounds like the Maram's saying is that the way it works is he's mamish like an Eved Ivri, but he can go out like by Gira in Kesef. Now, here the difference is obviously that a poel is not given money in advance. It just he just stops taking money. We'll discuss that in a minute. However, there's a Marik, very interesting Marik. Marik says like this. He says that even if a poel is paid in advance, he can walk out. It just becomes a choiv. So there seems to be a machloikis here between the Maram and the Marik. And the Nesivis wants to learn, it's Tolei in a machloikis in Yerushalmi, that perhaps it's based on whether there's a kinyan haguf or not. And if there is a kinyan haguf, that's how the Maram would hold. And therefore, it's Yoytze Begira in Kesef. And the Marik would hold there's no kinyan haguf. That's what he wants to taina in the Nesivis. There's some issues with that, how you work it with the Gemara, but that's basically what he says. So they seem to learn that there's a machloikis, which has common nafgaminas. One nafgamina is that, like I just said, if you're paid in advance, right, according to the Maram, the poel would have to return the money before he's allowed to be choizer. Masha Einkein, according to the Marik, like I just said, it becomes a choiv ba'alma, just an obligation, and therefore he can walk out. He has to pay him, Avadi has to pay him, but he can't restrain him. Another very fascinating machlokes, and this is what I wanted to address a little bit, is this idea of long-term. So what happens is like this. So the Hagois Mordechai on this Maram, he extrapolates. He said, based on the Maram, a person should be unable to engage or to contract himself beyond 3 years in employment contract, because then he becomes like an Eved. So where's he getting that from? Because it says like this. It says, "Ki mishnah schar socher avotcho sheshonim," that the double amount of a socher is an eved, which is 6 years. So 2 times 3. So an eved is 2 periods of schiris. Okay, Rashi doesn't learn that way, but others learn that way. So it comes out that once you go, it's a machlekes in the Rishonim about it, whether it's exactly if it's 3 years or 3 years in a day. But the pashtus is that once you go more than 3 years, you've now nichnas into the shame of an eved, right? Because only 3 years is a schiris and not 6. So the problem is, he says it should be a problem then, since he's like an eved ivri. So the only heter is as long as he doesn't have this period of time. But to engage in a contract for a longer period of time, he says it would be a problem. 3 years in a day. The Chassam Sofer says it's up to 6 years. 3 years is not a problem, because Rashi doesn't learn it that way. When Rashi learns Mishnah Schar Socher, it means that he has to work the Eved Ivri as opposed to Sochar, has to work Yoim V'Laila. Right? If he gets a Shifcha, that says Yoim V'Laila. So it's not the way that others learn. So it would come out, some Sefer Paskins is a little less than 6 years. But however it comes out, the Ramo brings us Halacha L'Maisa. The Ramo brings in Shin Lama Gimel at the end of Sif Gimel. You'll see it over there. The Ramo says you're not allowed to hire yourself out. He says, I think 3 years, some say it should be 3 years in a day, v'chuli, but that's what the Ramo Paskins Halacha L'Maisa. And so it seems like it's an issue. Now, the problem is, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, even if, yeah, because he's going with the other, yeah, even if only work by day, because we're going with the Mamar Shach. If it's 3 years in a day, so he's going with that, not like with Perish Rashi, if he's going up to 6 years, right? Either way, he doesn't bring the 6 years, but it's going to come out at least, it seems like a Libid of Chuli Alma, at some point it becomes a problem. We'll discuss exactly what the story is. However, it gets a little bit shver, because first of all, the Mechaber brings down that even if the poel is paid in advance, he could walk out. And it's a choiv. So it sounds like he's holding like the Marik. But the lashon of the Ramo is umahai taima also the poel afilu melamed the sefer lahaskir atzmili is bebeis bal habayis bekeva sholish shonim. Doesn't seem to work, because Marik, according to Marik lechura, there's no shibud. Mameli, it shouldn't be a problem. And even Tosfos themselves are mashma that went off Yudam and Aleph. Tosfos seems to say there's no iser to sign yourself up as a poel. So it could be that there really is no machlekes. It could be that they're each coming at it from different angles. It means the Ramo doesn't see a machlekes in the Mechaber and between the Marik and the Maram. It could very well be that it's a cosmetic thing. It means it looks like an Eved more than 3 years. Either shita you go and it's going to be a problem. Whatever it is, that's the halacha that's brought down. So it'll be a big nafkamina, because if you hold that there's a machloikis, so the Svarim, I guess, could sell themselves for a long-term contract, and the Ashkenazim couldn't. I don't know how it works. You could say Kimli with these things when it's not against somebody else in Shulchan Aruch. And we are choshesh to this. We are choshesh to this halacha, and it becomes an issue sometimes. So there are various ways out of it. Number one, there's an interesting B'tzel Chochma. B'tzel Chochma was the Debrezina's brother, was a gadol in his own right. He lived in Melbourne, Australia for many years. And, you know, I lived in Australia for a while. When you leave Australia, the closest place is like 14 hours away, right? There's nothing, Gul Nisht, that's anything nearby. So in those days, they have a big kahila now in Melbourne, the city a little bit smaller. But Lemaisa, to get Rabbanim to come out in those days, you know, the guy's going to come out for a year, and he's moving his whole family out. Actually, this happened. There was a kahila in Sydney, I think, that fell apart after a year or so. But Lemaisa, in any event, so they needed to give them long-term contracts as a security. You understand, you're moving your family out to Mamish, out to the middle. It's very, very far away. So he says a couple of coolas. One is that if there's hafsaka, so a good person has built-in vacation time, right? So then that would create a heter, right? So even if it's a six-year contract, but you have the right to take off a certain amount of weeks a year, that creates a hefsik in it, and that's Or some say it's only if liyos bebeis baal habayis. If you're like, you know, Pella used to live with the baal habayis, that would be a problem. So here you're not living with the baal habayis. But he has other issues with that, because really the tzi was really supporting him with his house and his food. But okay, those are the heterim that would come out. See, halacha lemaisa, we see that this is very nogeya for people, and it's something you should be concerned about. There are ways around it. It doesn't seem to be a real problem, because most jobs today, have vacation time. Now, I would just mention the army. So the U.S. Army, we're not talking about the Israeli army, we're talking about the U.S. army this time, right? Because the Israeli army we're going to have to go to. But in the U.S. army, I think even there, even you can't leave, for sure, you can't just decide to pack out, they'll throw you in jail. It doesn't work that way. There's no chazorah, right? It's a federal government you're dealing with. So, but the people do have vacation in the army too, right? You don't go on tours of duty, you go for a year, you come back. So, L'chura, that's how it would work. L'chura, right? You have built-in...
Do they have six-year contracts?
No, but let's say maybe it's more than 3 years. I don't know. I never investigated. I never had any desire to enter to the U.S. Army, any army for that matter. But I don't know if they have six-year contracts.
Is the Israeli army doing pilots?
Oh, so he's saying good. I don't know. That could... The U.S. Army could be a problem. The U.S. Army could be a problem. So they might be able to call you up at any time. Maybe you're on vacation, and all of a sudden the Muhammad breaks out, you know. Okay, I don't know. It's a good question. So if anybody is thinking of joining the army, please ask the Shaila to have to look into it. So that was the first thing I wanted to speak about. No, being a Rosh Kailo is a Shiva, not the younger man.
Okay.
And not me I'm talking about. Excuse me?
Make a difference the fact that the Rav is not really anybody's employee. He's working for
a rav.
He's not anybody's servant.
Ich denk nicht das. Especially if you're a pulpit rabbi of a big shul, you're for sure.
No, he's saying it's not a miyuchad de kabbalah.
So what? The Reb Sachem has a problem. Who cares if it's who does? I don't think it's a. You have to be mishubit to more than doesn't have a definite. I don't see why that should be my lemur. I hear the chiluk. I don't know if it's mechalik anything though. If I have, it's on me not to be mishabed myself. So I'm mishabed myself to a whole bunch of people. Who cares? For the heter for the rabbi, stum is that. Besides, I don't think they do long term. So I mean, I don't know what the average 2-3 years. So you can be semach chasam soif if it's for more than 3 years. Maybe you could do something like that. So I wanted to discuss one other thing.
What is the country the other way? The country that they can back out, but I can back out. They're mishabed to me for 15 years, but. I could do
that's more. Because avodayhem. That's
good
it's
a. What makes
the shiva? Oh, okay, so good. Let's discuss it. So there are cases. Let's say Tosis says.
You have a relative fellow who's supposed to be a lifetime contract. I'm saying, he's meshuvah to you, not meshuvah to the chal. They're meshuvah to him.
You mean it's a one-way lifetime contract?
Right. Yeah.
I guess if it's built in, where you can withdraw whenever you want, then it's not a problem, right?
Right. So it could be.
They're saying it's not the kahila.
Okay, I have to think. Could be that if you could, it could be that if you can pull out, you can put out. But let me, there are a couple of cases where you can't pull out. Mushal, according to Ritva, if you make a kinyan, you can't withdraw. It's machloikis. Shach doesn't hold that way. But according to the Machne Ephraim, if you say lehedu that you're mishabed yourself, it's, you don't say the kinyan zotfui milsa bi'alma, so then it's a real problem. And if you sign a shtar, that's for sure saying behedi, that could be a real big problem. Or a davar ovid, right? You learn in the Mishnah. By a davar ovid, a poil can't be choizer. If the case in the Mishnah is a guy puts his pishtein into a solution, and it's machlekes shtein, if it's before or after, but the poilim see that he's putting it in, and they realize that if they don't help him, he's going to actually have a hefsid if they don't help pull it out. So then they can't be choizer. Then they're mamish, they have to pay mikisa even. They have to pay out of their own pocket. Machlekes exactly how much, but they have to pay a lot of, it's a big exposure. So the shaila is in that, if a guy is mishabed himself like that, so how does that, you know, how's that going to work if it's a long term, if it will be a davar obed for 5 or 6 years, what will be the problem? So Moshe, in the Dibris, I think he's mefakfek shtekel, he says like this, maybe that's not a problem because the chiv of davar obed is not als the shibud poilim, it's more like hashavas aveda. That's what he wants to tie now, if I remember correctly. Okay, I just wanted a few more minutes since we're getting into Sfiras HaOmer. To Shavuos and in Sfiras HaOmer, let's speak a little bit about Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. There are two dinim. It's ends at 10, is that right? Okay, I see the clock, don't worry about that. So there are two dinim in Aino. There's a regular din of Aino of overcharging, right? And that is learned out. And then there's a second posik. Right, first says, right, that's a regular transaction in commerce. You can't overcharge. I'm not going to get into Hilchos Ainot. That's a whole lengthy discussion, Reish Chav Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. Then there's another din of Ainot's Dvarim. That a person can't be ma'anis somebody. You can't agree. Now, even regular Ainot's Momoin is also Ainot's Dvarim in a sense, because a person, as Miri says this in Bava Basra, that, you know, the guy feels like an idiot that you took advantage of him, right? But by yid, to pay too much money is, you know, it can't be anything that's going to be worse, right? It's true, in Eretz Yisrael, the biggest aver is to be a friar. If you're a friar, it's like, it's worse than misa. So the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says, that by Anos Devarim, it gives some cases over there. At the end of Azov, let's get that a look at it. These are, I'm sure most of you know these Gemaras anyhow, but just... Yeah, so Misha goes through different things. You shouldn't say to a Baal Tshuva, Zechor Ma'asecha Rishonim, right? Do you know, remember what you used to do? Oh, now you're learning Torah, but remember in the old days, right? You were doing X, Y, and Z, right? Pasnish. Or you go to a ger and you don't say Zechor Ma'asecha Rishonim, right? You don't say that to a ger, right? So then it goes on. It's all kinds of very interesting halachas, which I'm not going to dwell on. I just want to dwell on one specific one, but just so you know, you're not allowed to walk into a store and pretend like you want to buy something if you have no intention. Because the person is so, you're lifting him. You're lifting him up that he thinks he's going to get a sale. This is very Nagei L'maisa, by the way. It's maybe a discussion for another time. If you're walking in with your, you know, you just want to start, you have no habana b'chalal to buy from them, but you just want to go and check out the price and so you can call your cousin in New York to get it ordered, right? That's, of course, it's a big problem. You're going to tell me it's only the clerk and not the owner. Okay, these are issues that have to be dealt with. But what I wanted to speak about, and I know it's Dvarim, is... I'm sorry? For Goyim also? I know it's Dvarim? Gneivas Das for sure is a problem for Goyim. I know it's Dvarim might be, even though there's no I know it's Momoin, but I know it's Dvarim.
It's Amisa. It's attached to Amisa.
Misa, it doesn't say Achiv, it says Achiv by Aino, right? It
says
I can't imagine that it is. Maybe there's another Isser. Maybe there's another Isser by a God. I don't know if there's an Isser by Noz Dvarim. For sure, Gnevis Das exists. No, that's not Gnevis Das. Gnevis Das of the Gemara's in the Chulin Sadi. That's a Noz Dvarim. I mean, if it's not owned by you, the whole thing. Could be that wouldn't be a problem.
When the guy hits on your website, you also know that someone came to check out your
website. I don't know.
There's also another element that a person wants, you know, the store people want that people should come to the store because it's hoping to...
Okay, you can come up with all kinds of svaras and lumdas to get around it, then make it your... But the Gemara doesn't seem to... Pardon me? No, what I'm saying is like this. If you have even a vayt cheshash, if you walk in and you see that maybe if it's a good price deal, then it's okay. You're not mechuyev to buy if you walk in there. But that would be crazy. Then we're not dealing with them. We're saying with okay. So let me just very interesting thing. So I wanted to discuss Malm Pnei Chaver Barabim because he's a Maitzvah Shabbachol Yom, unfortunately. So in Einos Dvarim, so the Chinuch says that from Einos somebody also not to Isser Malm Pnei Chaver or to be Mevayish somebody. And the Gemara discusses it here. Very, very scary stuff. It says if you're embarrass somebody, it's kilu yamamish killed him. And then the Gemara says, we all know this Gemara, but from Yehud and Tamar we learn it out. Noyach loy la'odam, shiapel atzma l'kivshan eish, val yabam p'nei chaveri b'rabim. Or yabam p'nei chaveri. Tamar, right, we know she was about to be killed, and she was only megala, she only revealed the simonim, so Yehuda would understand that he was the one that was involved, and she would have been killed otherwise. So she left it to Yehuda to come out, but she didn't come out and say it herself, so we see noyach la'odam. That's what it says. So now, some Rishonim say, many say it's just an exaggeration, but the Bali Tosfos in Sot and Daf Yud Amud Beis say, why isn't this brought as Yarg Bal Yavor, to be embarrassed somebody in public? Why isn't it one of the Gimel Chamuris that's Yarg Bal Yavor? So Tosfos says a technical reason, because it's not specifically mentioned in the Torah. So many people learn out from Tosfos, they understand it, that Tosfos Tak is saying that it's Yarog Va'al Yavar. And so too in Rabbeinu Yoina seems to say pretty straight out, because if it's Rayu Ritzicha is to be, right? And he says it's even worse, Mekamet says. One is if you embarrass somebody, Ram, sometimes you don't even margish your chayt, and worse, he said it's even worse for Misa, for the guy that it did it, because Misa happens once, right? Every time he relives the whole episode, right, it creates angst in him. So it's like multiple times killing him. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. And Tashbatz also seems to be that it's an issue of Yarg Val Yavar. So, it's hard to understand, okay? Lemaisa, you should know the Binyan Siyon, Paskin's Halach Lemaisa, that it's Yarg Val Yavar. That if you have a way of getting out of something, but you have to embarrass somebody, Barabim, you have to let yourself be killed. As I state the Binyan Siyon, we should never be facing such an Siyon. But, the Rambam, there's Machlekes. So the Rambam holds that many people seem to hold it's just a Loshon Tzachos, and the Uri says like that that it's an expression. It's a serious issue. It says Yared LaGehenna Beino Oile, which is also pretty bad, but it doesn't say Yarg Va'al Val Yavar. So Isaiah Rav Osher Weiss has a series of objections. He says it's Lo Nesiyashiv Al Alev, that it really means Yarg Val Yavar. Avada Raboisa, it's a terrible avera. But the Yarg Val Yavor, he said, you're going to tell me if some guy's running to insult somebody that you can kill him, but Hilchus Roid, if it can't be, right? Right, right. All kinds, he brings all kinds of rides. But the interesting thing is, or he said, Mechal Shabbos, so somebody shouldn't be Mal B'nei Chaver B'Rabim. Shlomo Zalman, Zitzal, in Michal Shlomo, is dealing with those poitskin that holds Yarg Val Yavor, and then he says, but and even so, it's Va that you can't say that you can kill the Roid of. That's being, right? So he doesn't seem to have a problem with the fact that it could be a din, and Vada won't, he doesn't give a reason, he says, Poshen Mitzvara, that you can't kill somebody that's chasing somebody to embarrass them, right? But he starts to be mefarfik, whether it could be Michal Shabbos, that he comes out, it seems to be a problem, but then he wonders about Issa Derabbanan, and there he blinds by Tzarchian, whether you can be Oiver and Issa Derabbanan in order to avoid embarrassing.
You let him embarrass them out of doing it?
How does that? that's how you're going to do the right. Yeah, the right, yeah, yeah, I see. Yeah. Mitzvah right, you'll embarrass him to stop.
Yeah.
Interesting, okay? That's interesting. It's a chap. Interesting chap. My only point is, our boys say, that something that people do as a mitzvah, right, nowadays, is something that is a very severe issue. And I'll end on a certain your machshava in a second, but just if you understand that there are places that holds mamash yarg val yavor. And even if you don't hold it's Yarg Val Yavar, it's still the Gemara, you know, it's a serious issue. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, B'marov Zahiri, in Eretz Yisrael, they were very zoyer not to embarrass people in public. Obviously, things changed. So the Ben Ishchai says, interesting Ben Ishchai, I don't fully understand it, maybe Rabbi Singer, but he says that the reason for that is, he says that the Malach for that's Memana Al Misa in Eretz Yisrael is Gavriel. And the Malach HaMovitz has the rest of the world. So Gavriel, I guess, is more of a Baal Rachman when it comes to doing his job. So, but if people start embarrassing each other in Eretz Yisrael, so they get nervous because the Malach gets jealous that they're taking away my office, right? So he comes back into Eretz Yisrael, he takes over his job. That's what That's what he says in Ben Yoyada. Okay, whatever it is, just interesting things to note. So I want to end with the following. You can argue, whatever, just Derek Machshava. Just before I say, just interesting mice that made a big rush on me when I was in Eretz Yisrael one time. There was, and there still is, a huge machloikis Bein Hagedoylim, Lega Bein Nachal Charedi, right? Shteman Tzidua, that he was in favor of it, was in favor, not any longer. And Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro Zatzal was not. And got to be very, very big thing, and all kinds of Pashkevilis were put up, saying terrible things about Rav Shteman. And Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro put out a sign, and he says, Rav Shteman is a Godel B'Yisrael. This is a machlekes I have with him in something. It's no one else's business. That's what he said. You see the godless of that. So all of a sudden, you know, 20, 30,000 people have nothing else to do after that. But the point is, we don't need to get a rangatun. The gedolim are the gedolim. They'll deal with whatever chiluk deis they have as gedolim. And it's not for us to stand on the sidelines, which is a big problem, unfortunately, today. So I just wanted to end like this. It says, V'yichan tachas ahor, that Klal Yisrael camped before Matan Torah. And it's B'Loshon Yochid, so we all know why it's B'Loshon Yochid. It's K'yishachad B'Levachod, that the precursor to accepting the Torah, everybody was united, completely. So, very interesting thing, it's in the tour, brings down by Yasser Samei Tshuva, it says, by Zachreinu L'Chaim, all these things we say in the Shemayna Esrei, it says, B'Koyshi Hitiru. With great reluctance did they allow them to insert into the tefillah, Zachreinu L'Chaim, right, Yichamoycha V'Chulei. So, and in the Torah, it's very interesting to us that they only said it on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbat Shuvah. They didn't even say it to all of Seder Simei Teshuvah. So, what's the problem? So, the Haiglin, Bali Tosa said the problem was that the din is, mentioned in Brachas, you don't ask for Tachnunim, you don't in the first three Brachas of the Shemayna Esrei. So, they didn't want to do it. So, why Taka did they allow it? So, Rav Haiglin and Tosa say that the reason is because Tefillah Sibur Shani. Tefillah Sibur is a different word. And they don't really explain it. So, the Rosh, I think, says over there that when you're coming as a group to petition the Rabbanu Shalom, that's a Shvach. That's a Shevach to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's not a Tachnunim. When all of Klal Yisrael is coming to ask as an Am, that's what the Rosh says. So, I thought maybe, again, just B'derech Efsher. There's an interesting Gemara in Bava Kamma, right? In Tzadi Hey, it says Kol Mavakish Al Chaveray V'Yishal Eitzah Sarech Hu Nenet Chila, right? Famous thing, right? If you have Chas Hashem, but somebody has Chas Hashem Leilenu, a Tzara, and he's mispalled for somebody else that has the same Tzara, so he gets answered first. And there's many explanations of that. Obviously, in the Pashas, it means that if you can extricate yourself from your own self-interest and be doyeg on another person, right? It doesn't work like, okay, I'll be mispalled for you, mispalled for me. It's like, so you're really only being mispalled for them because you want to get better. That doesn't work. It seems it has to be a very high madrega. And so you're nene tchila. The question I always had is, so what is the mila being nene tchila? Let's say, chas v'shalom, the answer from the Bani Shalom, right? Kol David Rachman L'tov Avad. But we also hope when we're diving, we're hoping that the toiv that the Bani Shalom has to give us is a good, is more matuk, right? So if the Abishas psak is going to be not like we were misfollowed. So, what's the benefit of getting smacked in the Peronius? Why is it better to get? Let's say Chas V'Shalom is not a good answer for what we perceive. So, what's the mila being answered first? I think it's a fair question. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Right? You hear? If Nenet Tchila really means always that you're going to get the answer that you hope for, okay. I don't know if that's the pshat in the Gemara, but if it means you just get answered first, so I understand it. So, like, what's the mila? So I thought maybe the teretz is like this. If you the way a tefillah sibur works, so like the way it's working is the ultimate madrega is that when I'm being spalled for somebody else, it comes to a point that there's no chiluk between me and them, right? There's mamish with the same cheftza, same gavra, I guess, right? And it's like your leg, right? Your leg, there's no difference, but your leg is part of you. So lemais, at the end of the day, when I'm mispalel, so it comes out that there's no difference any longer between me and them. So whatever answer comes on either one of us, hunenet chila. That's just, I think Chazal might be telling us that's the darg of what you're supposed to achieve. And that might answer the other question. By a tefillah tzibur means, if we're going to the Rebbeinu Shalom with Tachlim Mitzvah, if we're going as a tzibur, because we're worried about everybody else, and we want to benefit to do what we're supposed to do, which means it's like you're going to your boss for a raise. If you're going for a raise, that's tachnunim. If you're going because you want business expense, right? It's not tachnunim. You're going to Rebbeinu Shalom as an am, and you're being responsible for everybody together as a tzibur to be able to do what Klal Yisrael is supposed to do. So maybe, Taka, that is a little bit different. And I thought maybe that's the pshat, and I'll end with this. In by Yosef, it says that when Yosef was born, Mishnoylet Stan Shalesov, right? So right away, Yaakov realized he could leave. So what's the mile of Yosef that he is misnagged against Esav? So if you look in the pasuk, it says Asaf Escherpasi. Rashi has a hesber over there, if I remember that now, right? Rachel hid my shame, and he brings a very difficult chazal. I have to understand what that means, that you know, if a mother doesn't have a child, so she gets blamed, the son is broken. Now that she has a child, she can blame the child. But there's another, if you look in the Unkelus over there, Asaf is Knesh, to gather up. Yosef's Koyach, Lechur, was that he was able to be Ma'asif, everybody together, to one unit. That's precisely the issue of the Tachbulos that happened at the end of Sefer Bereishis, that he wanted to reunite the Mishpacha to create a Hisachtus. So the definition of Hisachtus is not just tolerating somebody else. The definition is to understand that every Yid has a role to play in Klal Yisrael. I think the Maral says many times, like every Ois in the Sefer Torah, right? That if the Ois, even one Ois is possible, right? It's not only the Ois possible, but the whole Sefer Torah is possible. So Avad, it doesn't mean that you Mekayim everybody that's not going Kederach, that you validate it. But the point is, how do you view it? If you have to understand that everybody plays a role in it, we're mechusar unless everybody does what they're supposed to do. And that's the way we're supposed to look at the whole picture. So Avadah is chiluke deis, but it's a function of how you deal with it. And Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, as we get close to Matan Torah, that we will understand what that means and function as Klai Yisrael as we're supposed to be, at least in attitude. Bezus Hashem. Shkoyach, shkoyach.